Are you Father's Day shopping for the hero in your family? Stick with something tried and true that you know he'll love, like Levi's jeans. Right now, Macy's is having a super Father's Day sale on the Levi's 505 Regular, the original zip-fly jean that's styled for every dad. The Levi's 505 Regular offers classic straight-leg style and all-around comfort that makes for a gift he's sure to love. And it's on sale now at Macy's for just $36.99. Visit your nearest Macy's or Macy's.com to get him a Father's Day favorite he can wear all year long.
There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Night 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Our theme tonight is Israelites, Israelites. Who is who? For our undeserved grace, Christ redeemed earth willingly. you are listening the regular scheduled show, I am preempting. I'm canceling it because of the emergency situation in Iraq. And this is worth some prayer. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be praying on the air for a variety of situations in that part of the world. I think it's worth canceling a show to pray over the situation. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, reports that up to 40,000 Iraqis, many of them Christians, are currently trapped right now on a mountaintop in northern Iraq, surrounded by Islamic terrorists. These are the ISIS Islamists. Children are dying of thirst, and the people come down, and if the people come down from the mountain, they will be slaughtered. Congressman Frank Wolf has said in a letter to President Obama that genocide is taking place today in northern Iraq, where Christians are being exterminated. And if you've been following the news, you know that President Obama is seriously considering a military strike against the ISIS militants, as well as, perhaps in conjunction with the strike, a humanitarian food drop. It's worth our prayers, and therefore, if you're listening, join with me, because I'm going to pray this evening. With so let's go to prayer. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come before your most holy and sacred presence. Lord God, you told us to pray for those who are in authority, for the magistracy, for the civil and governing authorities, not only of our country, but of other countries as well. We know that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it wheresoever, whichsoever way he wills it, so that the political rulers and leaders, even if they're not Christians, even if they do not know you, through Jesus Christ, nonetheless, they are subservient to your power in their lives. And we ask, Holy Father, that you would prevail upon the American president to move with all haste to relieve suffering brothers and sisters in northern Iraq. We ask, Holy Father, that you would turn away the wrath of the ISIS militants, that you would defend these people who are calling upon you, that you would bring confusion and humbling to not only this effort to starve them and to slaughter them, but upon the ISIS movement itself, that you would cause division within this movement, that you would cause the fear of you and the dread of you to come upon those who are propagating this slaughter. We ask, Holy Father, that you remind us of what manner of being we do speak to when we address you. For the Lord has all control, all rule over all things. But nonetheless, Lord God, I pray for those who are hearing this broadcast, for those who are in the churches in the United States, that you would cause them to obey your word where you said in the Hebrews chapter 13 that we are to remember those who are in chains as if we are chained with them, and also those who suffer adversity as if we ourselves were one with them. In fact, we are. And we ask, Lord God, that you would grant that you would now distract Christians from their many distractions in America, and it would cause them to have a burden and pray for the persecuted Christians in Iraq. We ask, Lord God, that you would raise the awareness of this, and that you, O Lord God, would show yourself strong in the earth this night, and that the fear of you and the dread of you and the awe of you would come upon the persecutors and those who are being persecuted, and as well Christians in the United States. Lord God, we ask for a reformation of the church and revival of the church in the United States. And we ask, Lord God, that you would strengthen us with might by your spirit in our inner being, that Christ may dwell in us through faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Holy Father, we pray for the defeat of Islam. And we ask, Lord God, that you would defeat the teachings of the false prophet Muhammad, and that you would cause this religion to be seen in all its sordidness and ugliness. And as well, Lord God, that you would have mercy upon Muslims who are trapped in this false teaching that purports to be from God, but in fact is not. Holy Father, we ask that you would raise the consciousness of the church and give people within the various denominations, especially in America, a zeal for the holiness of God and a zeal for prayer. We ask that you would stimulate people to prayer and fasting, not only for this particular situation, but for the general state of the church. Holy Father, we ask that you institute good government in the earth. You told us to pray the Lord's Prayer, and one of the petitions in the Lord's Prayer is this: that your kingdom would come, we're told to ask us, and that your will would be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, in heaven, Lord God, there is perfection, there is rule, there is order, and there is complete knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Holy Father, that you would bring that situation to bear in the earth, that you would show yourself strong, and that you are present with your people to suffering. Stephen, I'm going to be for more situations than the This is your host, Rick Adams. The show is called Culture Roots. Each Thursday night, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m., our theme tonight has been changed. We are now praying for the situation in Iraq with persecuted Christians in the Middle East and other peoples who do need to know the Lord Jesus. The number to call for question or comment for tonight is going to be just prayer. So if you want to call for prayer, that's fine. The number is 347-324-5759 on Blog Talk Radio, Food's Crew, for our undeserved grace, Christ redeemed earth willingly. We're told in Scripture to pray for those who persecute us and who despitefully use us and persecute us. This is one of the things that the Christians are told to pray for and pray about. And we have to consider the situation with the ISIS people, the persecutors of Christians. This is not the first time that the Lord has intervened and delivered people from the madness of their ways. We have a situation in the Bible where Paul gives his testimony the way he was before he himself came to faith. And he now is giving, this is Acts 26, he gives his defense before King Agrippa in the book of Acts. And he says this, he says, "Indeed, Agrippa, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shot in prison. They received authority from the chief priests, and they were put to death. I cast my vote against them. I punished them often in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them even unto foreign cities." This was saying, "Holy Father, we pray for your presence, and we pray for the leaders, office men, and all the submits. Through your God, and we ask that the fear of you come upon them, and we ask, Lord God, that you show them what manner of thing that they do against the true and living God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen." This time I'd like to pray now for the nation of Israel. I am with a ministry to the Jews, that is, I am with a ministry that brings the gospel of Jesus to the people and shows them that Jesus is their Messiah, and that that ministry is called Chaim. Chaim means life in Hebrew, and we are going to pray for Israel at this time. So please join with me. Holy Father, come before your presence. Vindicate your name among them, that you would cause
them. Call is dropped. Let's continue. We're praying for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people in Israel. Holy Father, we come before your presence, and we thank you, Lord God, that the promise given in Scripture was also for the Jewish people. We thank you for the promise that you have held out in Romans chapter 9. Where the Apostle Paul said, "My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." Holy Father, we ask that you would cause the offense that has been done to them in the name of Jesus over these past 1900 years would be wiped away, and that nonetheless they would see their need for the Messiah Jesus. That you, Lord God, would work wonders in that land, that you would defend the state of Israel, that you would defend the integrity of its borders, that you would cause the fear and the dread and the awe of you to fall upon all nations and peoples that do attack this country, and as well, Lord God, that you would work repentance into the hearts of the Jews, that they would see the need for the Messiah that you have held out to them is the only way that one can be saved. For it is written in Scripture that there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men whereby we must be saved, and that includes Jews and Gentiles. We thank you, Lord God, for doing this. We ask that you would remove the offense of the gospel that has been attached to it by so many false teachings and wrong teachings concerning the gospel. We ask, Lord God, that you would defeat a premillennial dispensationalism, which is a false teaching that has been propagated in the Middle East and causes offense, most especially to Arabs and Muslims in the area. The land promises to Israel have been fulfilled in Scripture, and nonetheless, Lord God, the integrity of this current Jewish state is important to you. We see the hand of providence, your hand of providence upon this country. You've rescued it in so many wars, and you've caused them to have victory. We ask that you maintain the state of Israel, but as well, Holy Father, grant deliverance and temporal deliverance as well as eternal deliverance for the Palestinian peoples and the peoples of Gaza. We ask, Lord God, for the defeat of Hamas, that terrorist organization. We ask, Lord God, that you would cowl and humble the leadership of that and cause the Palestinian people to be represented by those who will be accommodating as well to the Israeli authorities and not men of violence. For Hamas does mean violence. Holy Father, we ask as well that you would cause prayer and supplication to go up on behalf of the warring factions in Palestine, the Palestinian people. We pray for the various divisions among the Jews, Lord God, that you would show all peoples the need for the Savior, and the fear and the awe and the dread of you be upon all those regions. Reintroduce yourself, Lord God, by your word and spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for in the past what you have done in the lives of so many Muslims and so many Jews, showing them their need for the only Savior of the world and the last and final prophet, Jesus of Nazareth. Lord God, vindicate your name in that part of the world. Vindicate your name among the Palestinians and among the Muslims. We ask, Holy Father, that you strengthen us with might by your Spirit to continue to pray this way and to obey this word that Paul said. First of all, I ask that prayers and supplications go up to all who are in authority, that we Christians may live quiet and peaceable lives. We ask, Lord God, that you give us the spirit of prayer and supplication according to your word, for it says in Scripture, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Make us, we who pray, people of constant prayer and fasting for the need for your kingdom to arrive in its fullness. You told us to pray that your kingdom would come and that you would make things on earth as they are in heaven if we petition you. And we know that your word says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So, Lord, we look to you with confidence. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Time for another break. We're playing the music of Meredith Andrews tonight, and here is her song, The Gospel Changes Everything. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Gospel changes everything. The turning point in history. Even now it's changing me from who I was. The story of my Savior calls me to the wonder of the cross. The gospel changes. Gospel changes everything. The turning point in history. And even now it's changing me from who I was. The story of my Savior calls me to the wonder of the cross. The gospel changes everything. God would come to rescue me from who I was. The kindness of my Savior calls me to the wonder of His love. Jesus changes everything, and He's changing me. You
Andrews, the gospel changes everything. This is your host, Reverend Rick Anderson. The show is called Jewish Roots. Each Thursday night, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m., our theme tonight is prayer for the Iraqi Christians. The number to call for prayer, question, or comment, 347-324-5759, on Blog Talk Radio, Food's Crew, for our undeserved grace, Christ redeemed earth willingly. Here's a section of Isaiah that I've been praying recently. It deals with the rulership of, over the world that the Lord promised He would bring. He would bring His kingdom in. And this is from Isaiah chapter 3. It deals with the earthly rulers of this world and the coming of His kingdom. And I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to pray it, actually. Isaiah chapter 3, of course, this already was prophesied about 2,700 years ago, but it's applicable to our time as well. Holy Father, we come before Your presence, and we pray, Lord God, trusting You to intervene on behalf of the Iraqi Christians who are being persecuted by ISIS. As Franklin Graham has reported, up to 40,000 Iraqis, many of them Christians, are trapped right now on a mountaintop in northern Iraq, surrounded by ISIS Islamic terrorists. The children are dying of thirst, and if the people come down from the mountain, they will be slaughtered by ISIS, because ISIS they're traditional serious Muslims. They are obeying what the Quran says, that when it is in their power to enforce Islam, they will enforce Islam, and they've given these people a choice, either to be hugely taxed or to evacuate the country or to be killed. And this is, of course, according to what the Quran says to do. And we ask, Lord God, that You would restrain this nonetheless. Franklin Graham has reported that genocide is taking place today in that part of Iraq, and Christian populations are being exterminated. Congressman Frank Wolf has said in a letter to President Obama that they desperately need our prayers and immediate international intervention. And Franklin Graham also wonders why the world is standing by and doing nothing. President Obama is seriously considering a military intervention. and or a humanitarian drop. And let's pray that he does whatever is necessary to stop this slaughter, and that the Lord uses him to do this even despite himself. If he had no intention of doing so, that the Lord would still impel upon him to do it for whatever reason is necessary. Anyway, these are the words of Isaiah, and he speaks of the rulership and the awe that God is to have in the earth. And he said this, that the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains and hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Holy Father, we come before your presence. We ask that you make that day this day and this very time. As you said in Scripture, you are the God of the present, and now is the accepted time, and that now is the day of salvation. So we know that you are with us in this present moment. And being that you are with us in this present moment, we ask, Holy Father, with confidence that you would defend these people on this mountain in Iraq, and you would restrain their persecutors, and the fear and the dread and the awe of you would come upon that region of the world as well as all nations. We ask, Lord God, that you would restrain war in the earth, that you would restrain Islam in the earth, that you would purify your churches and cause them to spew out their false doctrines. Many of the denominations and churches that purport to speak in your name actually speak falsehood and false religiosity. And we ask, Lord, that you would cause pure doctrine to come forth from your churches, and that you as well would divide Islam and subdue this false religion and cause those who are bound in it to realize the error of it. Lord God, we ask that you would remove idolatry from the earth, for you said in Isaiah, the idols you shall utterly abolish. And then you said this, and this is what we pray, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake the earth terribly. Lord God, shake the earth terribly at this moment. We ask, Holy Father, that the fear of you come upon all political rulers and upon the heads of all churches. You said that judgment begins at the house of God. Bring judgment in measure to the house of God so that the fear of you be upon all who falsely confess Christ, and cause, Lord God, that there be a division made in the various churches between those who are your disciples and those who are just fakes. And you also said in Isaiah 3 that in that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they have made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake the earth terribly. Grant that this be the case now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen people with your spirit. You strengthen them with might by your spirit in their inner being. We ask, Lord God, that you give them encouragement in what they do and focus of the mind, and cause it to be that you cause them to fear to displease you more than they feared to displease themselves. Now, regarding the persecutors, Lord God, who have persecuted Christians and have thrown them in various dungeons and prisons around the world, we ask, Lord God, that you would cause their jailers and their prison guards and the judges who have judged them falsely and have condemned them. We ask that you would inconvenience these people and see to the welfare of their persons and bodies, as well as to the welfare of their families, persons and bodies. Cause them to care more for their comfort than they do for themselves, even for the worst of reasons, Lord God, because they fear you and they fear offending your people. Grant this to be the case upon the various nations that I mentioned: North Korea, China, Kazakhstan, Pakistan, India, Sudan, Eritrea, the various Muslim countries, Lord God, that are persecuting your people, as well as North Korea. We ask, Holy Father, that you would cause a reformation and revival in the United States, that you would cause people to be more aware of the gospel and to hear it in a fresh way and in a new way. And cause, Lord God, your ancient people, the Jews, to be jealous of the knowledge that the Gentiles have of the Messiah Jesus and say, that is our Messiah as well. And grant there to be a division among the Jews, from those who follow the Lord Jesus and call upon him to those who don't. Cause Jesus to be, as Jews for Jesus says, that organization, cause Jesus to be the issue of great controversy among the Jews, and grant, Lord God, that this be the case even as we pray, that Jesus of Nazareth be the unresolvable conflict in the Jewish community, that he be front and center their attention, whether for the good or for the ill. Grant this to be the case. In his name we pray this. Amen. Again, Meredith Andrews singing Strong God. Tonight's Meredith Andrews night. Let's listen. Amen. Meredith Andrews, Strong God. This is your host, Reverend Rick Anderson. The show is called Jewish Roots. Each Thursday night, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m., our theme tonight is prayer for the Christians of Iraq being persecuted by ISIS militants. The number to call for prayer, question, or comment, 347-324-5759 on Blog Talk Radio, Food's Crew, for our undeserved grace, Christ redeemed earth willingly. One of the things that the Lord said he would do is to bring all nations to himself and bring a remnant from all nations, a remnant from all nations to a saving knowledge of his Son. We have a promise given in Isaiah chapter 19. And it says, in that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptian shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Now, end of quote. Now, the reason this is significant is Egypt and Assyria were two world empires in the ancient world that were always fighting each other, and they were natural antagonists. Today, Assyria comprises the nations of Iran and Iraq and part of Syria. And, of course, Egypt has been around for thousands of years. And what's interesting is that both of these persecuting world empires also sought to dominate Israel, and they were enemies with Israel. But here, there is a time coming, says the Lord, in Isaiah chapter 19, when the natural enemies who would naturally, nations that would naturally be enemies of one another, are serving God together. And these, and Egypt and Assyria were nations that in the ancient world were called Gentile nations, pagan nations, idol worshiping nations. And yet, here in Isaiah 19, the prophecy is that God would bring a remnant from them and that they would worship the true and living God. And certainly that applies to our time as well, for God is willing and able to do this. So let's pray for the nations that comprised Israel, Assyria, and Egypt, which includes Iran, Iraq, Israel, Palestine, Gaza, Lebanon, and Egypt. Holy Father, we come before your presence and we thank you, Lord God, that with God nothing is impossible, for this is the promise that we have from you. Have faith in God. Only believe. All things are possible to him who believes. We ask, Lord God, that you would bring your kingdom, that your kingdom would come and that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that you would, in our time, fulfill this promise, that you would bring a holy remnant out from all these antagonistic nations and cause them to serve you together. For we know this is the promise that you have given, that the earth would be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We ask, Holy Father, that you would strengthen, you would fortify the saints who are undergoing persecution, and that you would cause those who are not undergoing persecution to be one in league with them, in accordance with your word in Hebrews 13, where you said, remember those who are in chains as if chained with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Cause the admonition, O Lord, that you have given through your Son, that when you said in Matthew 25, when you said, I was in prison and you comforted me. I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Cause the fear of you to be upon those who have, to give to those who have not. By this, of course, I mean godly fear. That we would fear to displease you more than we would fear to displease ourselves. That we, as believers in Christ, would fear would desire to please God more than we would desire to please ourselves or man, for we know that this is your will. Holy Father, we ask as well that you would grant reformation and revival in the various Muslim countries of the former Soviet Union, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan. We ask as well, Holy Father, that you would restrain the Muslim powers of the countries of the Caucasus, Azerbaijan, and the other nations that are opposite Armenia, and that you would cause the conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan and the Caucasus to go away. We ask as well, Lord God, that you would restrain the warlike spirit of Russian nationalism, Lord God, and that you would humble and cowl the leaders of Russia so that they would never assert Russian nationalism again. We ask that you, Lord God, would grant peace in that region, and you would grant a godly ruler and godly government, and that you would put down all the pride of Russian nationalism and cause the Ukrainians to be cooperative with your process of bringing peace to that region so that the church, those who are your saints, would live a quiet and peaceable life in that part of the world. Holy Father, we ask as well that you would give wisdom to those secular rulers who do not know you, that they would rule well, and that they would protect the people of God. We ask as well, Holy Father, for we make a prayer for the nation of China. We are glad to see that so many of the Chinese are coming to faith in Christ, and we ask, Lord God, that you would give wisdom to the rulers of China so that the country remains intact, a country of that law and order would prevail in, but that they would protect the church as well. Holy Father, we pray for the nation of North Korea, that you would unseat this wicked ruler and that you would subvert this wicked religion, this religion of ruler Kim, and you would replace it with godly government and make North Korea in many ways like South Korea. In Christ's name we pray these things, knowing that we ask indeed according to your will. Amen. You want to call tonight? You can call for prayer. This is a special program. We're exempting the usual program to pray for the dire situations around the world. The number to call is 347-324-5759. Another song by Meredith Andrews, Start With Me. There's going to be revival. Let it start with me. Let's listen, Meredith Andrews.
You are air to desperate lungs, water falling on the sand. Silence to an angry storm, sight to a blind man. You're still the God, a miracle. So if you're gonna move again, then would you move in me? Move in me. You're the beat to a broken heart, bread for a hungry crowd. And one word from your voice rings out, and the dead through the grave goes down. Cause you're still the God of the empty tomb, the one who came to life again. So come alive in me, come alive in me, come alive in me, come alive in me.
if revival is going to come, let it start with me. This is your host, Reverend Rick Anderson. We're having a special show tonight. It's prayer for the Christians of Iraq being persecuted by the ISIS militants. The number to call for a question or comment or prayer is 347-324-5759. On Blog Talk Radio, Food's Crew, for our undeserved grace, Christ redeemed earth willingly. This show is supposed to be a show called Ishmaelites and Israelites, Who's Who? That is, descendants of Ishmael versus the descendants of Jacob, who was renamed Israel. Which one is which? We'll do that next week if there's time, God willing. Who are, this was the theme that was to be tonight before it was preempted so we could pray. Who are the descendants of Abraham today and why does it matter? Both the Bible and the Quran make competing claims about this, and though it is mainly a religious question, it impacts American foreign policy and the conduct of Israelis towards their land. It impacts fundamentalist Islamic ambitions and is fueling the substantial Muslim outrage towards Israel and towards the West. Within the evangelical wing of American Protestants, there is a twofold division on this question. So this is not an academic argument anymore, just among evangelicals debating points of doctrine or eschatology, the study of last days. Rather, this question affects the way the Christian faith and the gospel is heard and understood today by Muslims and Jews and even the rest of the world. So that was to be the subject of discussion tonight, but it was preempted so we could pray for this dire situation in the Middle East. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for praying. If you're hearing this show by archive, in other words, hearing it later, please do pray. If you're a Christian, please do pray for that situation in the Middle East and Iraq. That's it for now. Thank you for praying. See you next week.
Everyone likes data because when you have more data, you have more freedom. Freedom to do whatever. That's why AT&T is offering you 15 gigabytes for $100 plus $15 for each line. Because the more data you have, the more freedom you can enjoy. Freedom to post more memories, download more fun, and share what matters most with who matters most. 15 gigs of data for $100 plus $15 for each line at AT&T. What more could you want? I sure can't think of anything. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come in now and get the all-new LG V10, designed to capture, edit, and share high-quality video.
Pricing is monthly for service on smartphones on AT&T Next. Other pricing options available, overage monthly, and other charges and restrictions apply. See a store for details.
Are you Father's Day shopping for the hero in your family? Stick with something tried and true that you know he'll love, like Levi's jeans. Right now, Macy's is having a super Father's Day sale on the Levi's 505 Regular, the original zip-fly jean that's styled for every dad. The Levi's 505 Regular offers classic straight-leg style and all-around comfort that makes for a gift he's sure to love. And it's on sale now at Macy's for just $36.99. Visit your nearest Macy's or Macy's.com to get him a Father's Day favorite he can wear all year long.